Was by the excellence of your Ru'ah, O Madiya. We are into the bayit of our great King to worship, to bow down and exalt the splendor of your name. For our precious hope in Yahshua, HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, restoration unto Israel. We come before you this scripture truth eve. We bow in your presence, our Abba, to worship, to Torah our great King, for all of his wonderful blessings that he has bestowed upon Israel. As you open up the light of understanding to your people, that we may come into your presence to bow, to show obeisances unto you, our Abba. For we know in the name of Yahshua that there is remission of our sins, as we have defied, transgressed your Torah. We come before you for the cleansing, washing of the dam, the Yahshua the Lamb. So cleanse us and wash us, our Abba, as we confess every transgression and every sin unto you, our King. We have fallen under the demise of our own corruption and our own wickedness. But we pray, our Abba, knowing that you are just and faithful. When a man confesses his consist sins, that you are able and that you will forgive him for all of his sins. We bind the powers of the adversary as the enemy of hell approaches and encroaches upon the minds of the people of Israel. For we have been made free by the revelation and truth of Yahshua. We bless you for that, Yah. We do lift you up for that liberation of the freedom that we have in Yahshua. We do ask that you strengthen us all today, Israel scattered abroad, in every nation under the sun. We pray for them, Yah, in the far distant land, in the nations, whereby many are oppressed and battled continuously just for the staples of life. We pray that you will strengthen them and cause their lives to rise with great joy and great rejoicing, for that they know that their Redeemer lives. We know that Yahshua lives in us. The power of your HaMashiach lives in Israel. So we ask you to help them and succor Israel. We know that you are very present help in the time of troubles. So help us all, I do pray, Yah. Give us strength this day, that we may hear from Hashemayim, hear from your throne, hear from the mercy seats of Almighty Yah, that your word may speak unto me, that it may refine me, cleanse me, and purge me. We bind the power of Shaitan and every spirit of darkness. We pray your liberty upon Israel, your healing power upon all those that need a touch, those that are listening by the live stream via the internet. We bless you for that. Help us, I pray today, resurrection in the body of Israel. Restore those that have labored today in their bodies, everyone that needs that touch. We pray for them, Yah. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We do trust you for the Teshua, the victory in Yahshua. We declare your name in the nation of Israel, the name of Yahweh, for in that name we found the power of your Yahshua, Yahshua HaMashiach. We do rejoice in that this night. And all Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands.
Come on and shout
hallelujah.
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 Who is by the power of your truth that we are made free to stand in the presence of our Abba, to worship you in Ru'ah and in Imat. For we brought you for this day all that you have granted unto Israel. For Yahshua has made us free. We are free indeed to worship you, Yah. And for that we told you, our Abba, the Most High, our everlasting Abba. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Strengthen the assembly in the home, in the bayit, and all of those that are listening tonight. In Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Maslomka, may Yah enrich you in Yahshua's name. Shalom. Hallelujah. That's all right. You may be seated. We do brak him for all things, for that is a tremendous salutation. Maslomka, that your health is well, that you're well, and that you look well. And the blessings of Yah rest upon you. It's one thing that how words actually change the mindset. As we are taught, it actually changed the perception of things. And so it's very vitally important for us to understand what Yahweh is trying to convey unto Israel. It is one thing that is amazing in the insect world. And it is that the queen of the beehive, it lives 6-7 times longer than the regular bees, the workers, the drones. And the reason why, because her diet is totally different than the other bees. She eats the royal jelly, and that is what sustains her and what strengthens her. And we that are the seed of Israel, then we must eat the whole stay of bread. We must eat the whole truth, and that is what sustains us, gives us the life and the power of Almighty Yahweh. For Yahshua said that my flesh is meat indeed, and my dam, my blood, is drink indeed. And if any man eats the whole of this bread, he shall not die, but that he shall live. Now that is the thing that has happened unto Israel. We're eating all kinds of dainties, but we're not eating the pure word of Yah. For it brings restitution, it brings health, and it brings longevity. We are a generation and a people that do not love instruction. And because we do not love instruction, we do not love the knowledge of Yahweh. When one loves instruction, that person loves knowledge. And one that despises Yah's correction and his reproof is one that is brutish, like a beast. And we tend to respond that way, don't we? Beastly, without any control over our minds, our ru'ah, that we respond very negatively when Yah speaks unto us. And you can mark a man that has a desire, that has a love for the truth of Yah, because that one loves the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. In that instructions comes an abundance of understanding and the knowledge of His truth. Because the truth, it always sets things in order. It sets our mind, our thoughts, our attitudes. It always sets it in order. And when a man rejects the instructions of Almighty Yahweh, it is because he is full of folly. He is a very brutish man. He has not the knowledge of his imat, his truth, but he is a man that has been removed away from the truth of Yah, and there is no life in his ru'ah, his spirit. There is no life at all. Because we know one thing for certain when the word of Yahweh is spoken, that it brings alive the power of the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. And if we do not have that true testimony in us, we will hear the word of Yah, and it does nothing at all for us. It will not create that mind of Yahshua in us.
The might of Yahshua was created by the power of the living word. For he was the word of Yah made flesh. And Shaul commands us to let the same mind that was in Yahshua, that we need that same mind in us. That he submitted unto the authority of his Abba. He submitted unto the government of Almighty Yahweh. And we must submit unto that. If we do not, then we're going to lose ground. We're already losing ground. It almost seems as though we're sinking. We have no rope or nothing to grab hold onto because we have lost perspective. Our eyes, our vision is not upon Yahweh. Our eyes are upon the things of deception of this world that creates this delusion in the mind of a generation. And when you find that delusion, you will find a people that despises the truths of Almighty Yahweh. You will not find a generation that has this appetite for truth. We're not that generation that desires the truth of Almighty Yahweh. We are a repugnant people because we despise what He speaks to us. And we must understand that is the only way we're going to cleanse ourselves. That we take heed unto the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. It is almost like a child left alone, plays all day, and unless the instruction of the home is, you're going to take a bath, the child will never take a bath. The child will never cleanse itself. And that's what we are children. We do not know how to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of our flesh and our Ruah, and began to perfect the obedience unto Yah with a mind that is sincerely devoted unto Him. We're not a generation of that nature. We are people that despise the truths of Yah, and it is noticed in our lofty looks, the way we respond to what He speaks unto us, the way our attitudes are shapen when He corrects us. We know that when Yah speaks instructions unto us, we do not love that, then we are brutish, we are foolish. For a man that loves instructions, that person loves the knowledge of Yah, the da'ats, the revelation truth. And one that despises the instructions of Yahweh, that one is brutish. That person has a beastly motive, and their love is impure and is not sincere before Yah. And this generation despises Almighty Yahweh. It rejects what He says. But He's going to bring it down to the lower side of hell. America and the nations of the world are coming down. They are going to fall. Whether we concur with it or not, this nation that produces one of the most vilest spirits upon the face of the earth, she's going to fall and tumble. Like a drunken Jezebel. I know that it sounds redundant, but that is what Noah did as well for 125 years. And no one took heed to him, did they? So it is in this generation. As it was in that day, they were eating, they were drinking, and they were giving in marriage. And they did not even know until Noah entered the ark, the covenant of Almighty Yah, and then death, damnation, and condemnation fell upon the earth. Now that is what I want to emphasize tonight. The condemnation of Almighty Yahweh. His damnation to a nation and a people that has rejected the truth and that despised instructions, the counsel of Almighty Yahweh, and they have gone aside and astray unto gods that have no power. Gods that have no strength at all. They do not know the Most High One. For there is no pure hava, no love that desires the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. We must desire His instruction. We must delight in the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And because we have not taken delight in what He commands us, then He is going to bring damnation and condemnation upon a people. A generation that is already judged. Is a generation that has not the Ruah nor the power of Almighty Yah. Just a small fragment of a light is in this generation. And those that sincerely love Yah, and those that truly seek truth are the only ones that will have the light to sustain them in this hour of great devastation and great destruction. As I noted in the beginning, I said that the queen lives longer than the other bees. 6-7 times longer. Because the queen's diet is different than the other bees. The workers, the drones, her diet is different than all of them. And the people of Yah, our diet or the things that we digest in our Ruah, it cannot be what this damnable world is teaching today. We cannot dine on this vile, venomous filth that has come out of the belly of hell to destroy an ignorant people that have been set aside for the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. This generation doesn't believe that He is going to condemn. But He is going to condemn. And when one is condemned, the judgment is already made. The judgment is already stated. There is nothing you can say. There is no other recourse at all. There is no recourse for this nation. None whatsoever. Raising up children that despise truth. Raising them up for hell. Giving them over unto the powers of darkness to control every aspect of their lives. There is no desire for the pure things of Yah. There is no ahava for the truths of Almighty Yahweh. A generation whereby the parents have no understanding of the knowledge of His truth. And the reason why? Because they despise the instructions of Almighty Yah. And they are as brutish as pigs. They will not adhere to His counsel, nor will they repent of their vile, sadistic, wicked, and their evil ways. But they take great delight in their abominable actions and deeds, because it defies the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. But Yah warns us as a people, you that are the seed of Israel, He warns us. And I would have begun here in Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 2. It says this unto Israel, as Yahweh, He justifies His mishpatim, His judgment, as He corrects Israel and those that He will condemn. And there are those that are Roshach, that Yah has and will condemn. He says in Mishlei 12:2, He says, a tav man, he obtains favor of Yahweh. But a man of wicked devices will be condemned. Now that is Yahweh's statement. A man that is tough, a man that is governed by the Torah of Yah, that delights in the truth of Almighty Yah, he obtains favor of Almighty Yah. Yahweh delights in that man. He is acceptable unto Almighty Yah because he does not walk in this criminal mindset. He does not practice a criminal attitude toward Almighty Yahweh. When a man defies the truth of Yah, he is a criminal and he walks in criminality. He defies His truth. He takes no delight in what Yah commands him. So a man that is tav, his love delights in Torah, in the light of Torah Yeshua, then that man has favor with Almighty Yahweh. But a man of wicked devices, a man that drove from the repugnant wickedness of his own love, his heart, he is a man that Yah says, I will condemn, I shall roshach. I shall condemn him. He is damned. There is no light or wisdom in that man at all. This is a generation that is condemned. You find no light of power in this generation. You find no truth in this generation at all. There is very little truth at all in this generation. And Yahweh says, a man that is wicked, one that is a criminal against my mitzvah, one that denies the power of my instructions unto man, that is a wicked man. And Yahweh says, I will condemn that man. Not man condemning him. Yahweh says, I will
condemn that man. It is not what Dave Roberts says. It is what the Word of Yah says. He said, that man that practiced the vices and does things that are against my mitzvah, my Torah, he said, I will condemn that man. And it makes no difference whether it's your son, daughter, mama. It makes no difference at all. Let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. It has nothing to do with their interpretation. It has to do with what Yahweh says. A tough man, a man that delights in Yah's truth, he has favor. He has acceptance of Almighty Yahweh. But a man that practices wicked things against Torah, then Yah says that man shall be Rasha. He shall be condemned. He shall be cast aside. He shall be destroyed. For damnation shall overtake him. Now I'm going to refine this condemned in a more refined way, alright? As I traverse this course here tonight, we can reject what he says. It is to our own demise. We can think that he is playing around, but he is not playing around at all. For it is a time and a moment that you all are appointed unto death. And you're going to die. And that is the fact of the reality that we all are going to die. And you reject this truth. And you reject the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. It is because you're brutish and foolish. You're full of folly. And I'm here to tell you all of your, quote, good deeds, unquote, will not measure up anything at all with Almighty Yahweh. It has to be His way. According to Torah delight. According to His truth. You can try to come in as a thief. And try to enter some of the way. But it's not going to work. You're going to be lost. So the man that practices offense against Yah. And what he commands. He is a wicked man. And that man shall be condemned. A man that despises the truth of Yah. A man that will not adhere to the instructions. He instructs us how to keep his Shabbat. He tells us the purpose of it. When a man is instructed in that and he defies that, he is a criminal. He says, to hell with the law. To hell with the Torah of Yah. I establish my own Torah, my own Sudeika. Has nothing to do with him. And this generation sell their souls for trinkets of hell. For nothing at all. It doesn't bring about any kind of security. Any kind of shalom. And they will sell out the principles of Yahweh for some earthly sensual moment that produces death in them. That's a wicked man. That's a wicked person that defies the Torah of Yah. We can reject it all we want. And I want to tell you something, people. You that justify the wicked, and you condemn the just, the Sadiq, even you both, you are an abomination unto Almighty Yahweh. You vow, you're insidious. You justify those that are wicked and defy the Torah of Yah. Yet one that strives to obey Yah, to please Him, then you reject and speak against that one. You are a foul child of hell. Makes no difference who you are. And it makes no difference who the person is. The way of Yah is right. Hallelujah. It's not a way of a delusion. His pathway leads unto Him. And they are Sadiqa pathways. So we will not, we that are the seed of Israel, a tough man. He gets favor of Yah. But a man of wicked devices, he shall be Rashva. He shall be condemned, brothers and sisters. Scripture tells us this in Yehuda, Jude. Jehu warns us of this apostate manifestation that shall come forth in this hour. I want you to hear this carefully, brothers and sisters, in Yehuda, Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. He says unto the Israelite brothers, he says, chapter 1, verse 3, he said, beloved, my ones that have been birthed in Hamashiach, by the power and revelation of this message I preach unto you,
He said, when I gave all diligence, I gave all efforts. I did not allow anything to prevent me to write to you of this common or the power of this salvation that is not brought to Israel by ritualism and feats and acts, but by the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. It's not in our rituals and our walks or our stature. This is a common salvation that I did diligently painstaking right unto you, that you may understand the intricates of it and the beauty of our HaMashiach. So I take time to write unto you. It is very simple and explanatory. He says, it is needful for me to write unto you. It is most important that what I'm about to convey unto you, that I do it very diligently. I do it with effort, being precise, that you may understand the instructions of Almighty Yah. And once you understand that, you will begin to delight in it. He said, and I exhort you that you should earnestly. I exhort you, he decried, that you should with all effort, earnestly, with every muster of strength that you possess, with everything that Yah has granted unto you, that you earnestly contend for the emunah, the faith, which was once delivered unto the Israelite Oceans, the faith whereby they believed Yah for all things, whereby their daughters and their sons were raised alive, whereby their husbands were bound in prison, but they waited on Almighty Yahweh, whereby they were destitute and cast out, and yet they wandered in strange places, without homes, without a certain place, but they did not deny the power of this truth. He said, I write unto you that you be reminded of those that were of the election of Yahweh, and what things that they endured and what things that they suffered to obtain the power of faith, that they would trust Almighty Yah despite their circumstances and their situations. What Yah has spoken unto us in His Torah, it is the life of Israel. That is why Yeshua came, to bring the power of Torah life unto Israel. And it will not be in their practice of rituals and forms, but it will be in the power of the Ruah that brings alive the word of Yah that He has written in the life of Israel. That is why we must be preached to. The word of Yahweh must be spoken. It must witness that which He has written in us. And when there's a witness in you with the word of Yah, that witness in you witness this truth, there's a great delight and a great rejoicing. So we must earnestly contend for this emunah, the faith, to please Yah. See, that faith pleases Almighty Yahweh. That emunah pleases Yah. Without emunah, without the power of this living faith, we cannot please Him. And that is why many times we feel so discontented and so unsatisfied. Because we do not have the emunah of Yah. That is why we must love instructions. And when we get instructions, we will receive the knowledge and understanding of Yah. That's why our understanding is limited. Our knowledge is putrefied. Because we do not like the instruction, the counsel of Almighty Yahweh that brings a discipline in every aspect of our lives, that we will pray, that we will earnestly contend for the jewel of the emunah, the faith of Yahweh. Verse 4, he says, I warn you, for there are certain men crept in unawareness or secretly. These are men that have come in who were before of old. Now look at what Yah says here. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They were condemned. He identifies their character. They are wicked men. They are Torah-less men. They have not the power of Torah. They are wicked men. And they despise the Torah. We find this power of Shaitan today. These are unclean powers in the world today. these religious pedophiles and these corrupt men that have been ordained from hell, they're not of Yahweh. They are men, they are wicked men. They defy the Torah, and the love of Torah is not in him. You cannot please Almighty Yahweh without loving Torah. His Torah is his power to govern our minds, our thoughts, our love, our being, our personality, our character. It shapes everything. It shapes our works, our character. That is what the Torah does. You're sure he brings the light and the power of that Torah. He caused that truth to rise to its occasion that supersedes your ability to understand the power of it. These are men that are ordained. They are condemned. They are wicked men. What are they doing? They have turned the free unmerited love of the Ahava and the favor of Yahweh into lasciviousness. Don't tell me that this religious world has not done this. They have turned the favor of Yah. I will show us his favor. His kindness toward Israel. They have turned it into lasciviousness. A lust that is so uncontrollable, there is no restraint. These dogs ordained of hell, they strengthen the lasciviousness of this wicked generation. They tell them that their God wants them to have great riches. It is not the truth of Almighty Yahweh. These are men ordained of old unto this condemnation. They are Rasha. They are condemned. They are damned. They have death in them. And when a man is condemned, there's a power of death in that man. And the power of that death is that his mind is separated from Almighty Yahweh. His thoughts are not controlled by the power of his Torah. They are condemned men of disordination. They are wicked. They are criminals. They have taken the free, unmerited favor and the Ahava of Yah and turned it into a damnable, wicked lasciviousness that the lust of this foul generation can work and operate in any fashion that it wants. It is not of Yah. That is why Shaul says, I want to warn you that you contend for the Emunah. You contend for this faith. And understand the power of this common salvation. For these men that have crept in, we have been sleeping into Zion. We have not been aware. We have allowed them to come in because we think or we thought we had, quote, love, unquote. And so they have come in unaware. Because we do not have the spiritual leaders to repudiate them, to renounce their vile and evil ways. We do not have men today that will identify them and show the corruption of these men today and these Jezebel floozies that call themselves leaders. They're not the leaders of Yahweh's people. They are the leaders of this Jezebel, Jezebelite spirit that is predominant in the world today. So these vile men, they have crept in unawarely. They have taken the favor of Yahweh. They have taken his unmerited Ahava. Here it is, love. Not that you love him, but that he first loved you. Man says he loves Yahweh, keeps not his mitzvah, his commandment. He is a damn liar. I don't care who it is. It can be your daddy, your mama, your granddaddy. It makes no difference at all. They are vowed. They are of this condemnation. They have taken the mitzvah of Yah and they have turned it into lasciviousness. They take the Shabbat to feed their own damnable flesh with lust and greed. Don't tell me that they love Yah. He is not going to rewrite a constitution for you or me. It is already established in Yeshua. Now you can try to alter it to your own damnable demise. For that is what it shall bring upon you. But what he has said, it is written. He has written it in the love of Israel, and nothing is going to alter that, because if he does, Yahshua is a liar, and he cannot lie. The word of Yah cannot lie. I don't care how man has tried to handle it, tried to distort it, it has stood the test of time like no other document upon the face of the earth. Look at what he has tried to do with it. It has inspired men to give up everything. It has inspired daughters of Zion to set their face toward Jerusalem and cry out all night until the help of Yah comes unto them. It sounds like a strong tower to me. It sounds as though it has worth because it inspires me. When I don't even have the feeling to be inspired, the word of Yah inspires me. It doesn't have to inspire you, but it inspires me. You see, I see in this rendition here that my Abba, he is just. And everything he does is just. They have taken this pure favor of Yah, this hava of Yah, and they've turned it into lasciviousness. A lust that is so uncontrollable that nothing can control it. Look at this nation today. The Arab men that they call themselves pedophiles, homosexuals, and perverts. The homes are filled with every kind of damnable, foul thing to alter the mind that Yah put in mind to worship Him. Children give it unto every kind of hellish device. There is their minds controlled by the powers of hell. And these foul, wicked parents today, they have no love for Yah. I don't give a damn what they say. When a man can't love Yahweh with all his mind, his soul, his strength, he cannot love anyone. I don't care what they say. They can call it love, but it's a dismal, putrefied garbage. I don't care what a man says. He commands us to love him first with everything. And then once you learn how to love him, you will appreciate him. And once you understand that appreciation, it's nothing like what we think it is. And then you will learn how to love yourself. And then you will love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hallelujah. The word of Yah is not going to change. So these men have crept in unawarely. They have slithered in with their secret doctrines and their secret ways. They have brought in this lasciviousness. And they deny Yahweh, the only Abba. They deny Him today. When you acknowledge someone, you call them by their name. Yes, you do. When you want to get one's attention, they deny Yah, the only Abba, and our Master Yahshua HaMashiach. They deny Him. There is a sentence of death in this nation and the people of the world. It is a condemnation. America is condemned. No one is going to revive it. Yahweh is simply going to revive Israel. The elect sheep for all Israel is going to be saved. He's going to revive His people like He did when Yahshua came to bring the restoration of the strength that is already in them, the power of Torah, the power of His truth, for He has placed that in the lap of Israel. And because of their sinfulness and their wickedness, they cannot understand the power of that strength. And that's why we are sickly and weak. We are in a dismal, damnable mess. Because we don't trust Him. We trust everything but what He says. He's letting us know, Shaul says, these men that have brought in this heresy of damnation, they were of old condemned. And they know that they are condemned. And they're brought in this deceitful lying doctrine to draw you away from the very one that has sent the power of hope unto Israel. Yah sent His word, Yahshua, to strengthen His house. There is nothing like a pure word when you're going through difficulties and battles, is it? Is it not? You want to hear from someone? Hallelujah. Even a stranger can speak things to you that revive you. And so Yahweh is not a stranger unto Israel. He speaks constantly unto us to revive us. That we may grow stronger and maturate and mature into what He has called us to be, sons and daughters of Zion. That out of us shall flow the pure worship of Yah. The world is doing a spectacular job. They're gearing up for this Shabbat for their ball games that will take place all over this nation. And they shall go before their gods with praises of accolades of worship. They will cheer. They will be reveling and banqueting.
They will consume food like dogs and beasts without any control at all. For that is what their God commands of them. Yah commands us to eat the bread of life. Yahshua is that host of bread that sustains us. You're not going to be sustained in this hour without eating the whole bread, the whole steak. You can try to eat some or pick off what you like. It's going to bring damnation unto you. So he warns us to be careful that we guard our minds, our love, with the power of his faith, his emunah, because these strange men, they have crept in. And they're men of all condemnation. The sentence of death is in them. They're already sentenced to death. Their minds are far removed from Yah. The word of Yah doesn't bring repentance unto them, no teshuvah. It doesn't cause them to cry out and deep remorse before Almighty Yahweh for the wicked deeds that they have committed and the atrocities of their sins that they have committed against Yahweh. For some reason we think that we're going to continue in this way and that it's all going to be all right. It's not so. It's not going to pan out the way you think it's going to pan out. For there's a consequence that you must pay. This world is vile. The men and women are wicked. The children are wicked. Can I tell you this? There are times that I listen to one by the name of Alex Jones. He is a secular man. He is one that's trying to save America. He is a component of what we call the New World Order. There's always been a world order, and it will always be a world order. For the world order is under the power of the prince of the powers of the air. It is ruled by the powers of hell, and what man is doing, that's minuscule. It means nothing. And I was listening to him one day this week, I believe Monday afternoon, and he made a statement. He says that this nation, and this man is a secular man. He said this nation has dumbed down all the people. They are dumb, the yuppies, the buffies, the educated ones. They're ignorant, they're stupid. And they've taken the young women and made them into whores and taught them how to do nothing but to shake their butt. Now this is a secular man. But what he said is the truth. There's a vile spirit of whoredom in this nation. It's very seductive. And it seduces one and draws them away from the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. There is no beauty but the meekness of Yah. This damn wicked world, what they call beauty, it is a false illusion. That's why it must be constantly changed. Hallelujah. I don't care if you don't like me. I want you not to like me. Hallelujah. I bless you for not liking me or loving me. That's all right. He says here, I want to show us the power of this condemnation. Turn with me to Matthew 20:18. This is Yahshua now. Was he condemned? Sure he was condemned. It says in Matthew 20:18, he says, I want you to understand that we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Ben Adam, the Son of Man, shall be betrayed. He shall be turned against. There is nothing like a betrayer. He shall be lied against. He shall be spoken against with an evil tongue. But he shall be betrayed to the chief Kohen and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. Did they do that? Did they condemn him? He says, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock. And that is what this Gentile, this wicked nation, it does today. It mocks Yah. It mocks the Torah of Yahweh. It mocks the Shabbat. They do all their reveling and banqueting. There's no fear of Yahweh. There's no thought of consequences. What he tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh, he means what he says. You can be a fool all you want to. And so he said they will mock Yah, they will mock Yahshua, and they will scourge. They will literally beat him, and to impale him, they will kill him. And that is what they did. And when Yah condemns a man, when Yah condemns one, their mind, their thoughts, there is no light of Yahshua in them. For the message, the Bezorah of Yahshua, doesn't bring joy to them. It brings this disgruntled and this hatefulness because their sins are revealed. That's why men hate Yahshua. Because the light shine upon them. And the power of darkness that operates in them is revealed. And they despise Him because their sins are revealed. And this is a nation that doesn't want its sins to be revealed. It wants to sweep it under the rug. Everyone wants to hide their little secret ways. And they want to try to creep into Yah's house secretly, unawarely. But your sins are going to find you out. Your sins will be manifest. Your sins, your corruption, your wickedness will be made known unto Almighty Yahweh. He says, and they shall condemn him or impel him. And on the third day, he shall rise again. I like that part. You allow them to condemn him. For what purpose? That we may understand the power. If this is man's condemnation, and the power of man's condemnation, even unto Israel, Israel shall rise again. But Yah says, when I condemn a man, his mind becomes a mind of Ichabod, or the spirit of Ichabod is in that man. There is no power of life or strength in him at all. His conscience is so seared, his thoughts are so seared. He does not fear, she does not fear when she transgresses against the Torah of Yah. For we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Where a man sin willfully, after that one as we see the knowledge of truth, there remains no offering for his sins. He is without any excuse. And if one thinks that he or she would just meander up before Yah and say, I would have, but you are a flat out fool. You are deceived. And you're going to die in your sins. Hallelujah. If I didn't believe this, then I would go the way that the world goes. The way of hell. The way of Esau. As they sell the birthright for trinkets. For the meat of this world and the dainties that never satisfy. Never please. Never cures. I said to Brother Kevin yesterday, we were talking. I said, Yah tells us having food and raiment to be content. I said, why do you think he told us that? He said, because the heart of man is never satisfied. I said, is Bill Gates satisfied with all of his billions? He said, no, sir. So that's why. That's why he tells us, if you have food and raiment, just be content. Be content. Hell and the grave is never full. Neither and never can. The love of man be satisfied. It can never be thrilled with Yah. It can never be satisfied with Yah. He can feed them to the fullest. He can grant unto them the measures of the spirit of the old man. But they will never be satisfied. Because there's a lawless nature in man. And it must be corralled by a Torah, a discipline, a government that is from the Most High. The one that has the power to dispense, to command, and demand of his people what they can and cannot do. It must come from above high. It cannot come out of the well of man. Because the well of man is a well, it is a cistern of vile, stagnant water. It must come out of the living well. It must come out of the bosom of Yah. It cannot come out of the belly of man. Because the belly of man is putrefied with a stench that is so vile, so repugnant, that it caused the nostrils of Yah to frown upon him. That's why he had to wipe him off the face of the earth. And it was a long man went right back to his doggish, wicked ways. Without the Torah of Yah, the instructions of Yah, continuously guiding us and the pathway that leads to Yah. You will go astray every day, every hour of the day. You will turn away from Almighty Yahweh. This generation has turned away. You better make your calling and your election of Yahweh, you better make it sure. Hallelujah. I will show you whether you are sure. We say, I'm sure, but I will read one scripture. We'll find out whether you're certainly sure. It's in the book. And every answer we need is in the book. And the reason we don't know the answer, because the book has no flavorable taste to us. And that is abominable, and it is a shame. For Israel, in that book, we found the recipe of life. We found the recipe of healing. We found the recipe of friendship. We found the recipe of Ahava, his love. We found the recipe of strong marriages. We found the recipe of how to raise our children in the fear of Yah. We found the recipe of control. Everything, every aspect of life, we find it in the book. And because we take no delight in the book, we have missed out on the most important ingredients of our lives to shape our minds, to shape our thoughts, to shape our attitudes and our desires to please Almighty God. That's why we despise instructions. And because we despise instructions, we reject the knowledge of Almighty God. And we reject that because we're like brute beasts. We are brutish. We have no understanding of what Yahweh is trying to do. For Yah loved the Olam. Sure he did. It says in the 27th chapter of Matitiyah, the same book. I want to read this because it's important. 27 verse 3. It says, then when Yahudah, Judas Iscariot, Yahudah, which betrayed Yahshua, when he saw that, he was condemned. Do you understand the power of condemnation? He knew that was the scribes and the Pharisees condemned him. There was no reprieval at all. He was not coming from under that sentence. Yah says that these are men of old condemned. The sentence is already there. The judgment has already been sealed. And when Yahudah saw that Yahshua was condemned, he repented. And he gave back the 30 pieces of silver. But it was not well enough. For he had condemned the just one. Yah does not condemn the just man. He condemned the wicked man, the lawless. The man that is wicked. That defies his Torah. The woman that rejects the Torah of life. That brings the strength of the power of Yahshua. And sell themselves for some form of whoredom. For lasciviousness. Their lust cannot be. It cannot be maintained. It cannot be corralled. It cannot be seduced. Or be subdued. Because they have no affinity for the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You reject that. You reject him. When you say to Yah, I will not receive your instructions. It is like a rebellious son or daughter. When they say to the parents, I will not abide by your Torah. I will establish my own, and I will go my way, and I will do what is pleasing unto me. It was almost like Stephen when he began to tell them, you stiff-necked, you uncircumcised in love, you always do resist. Ha-kodash-ru'ah, the Spirit of Yah, you always. So you're just like your fathers. And when they began to hear that, they shut their ears. And this is the generation that has shut its ears. It does not want to hear the Torah of Yah. It doesn't want to hear the truth. And yet even the word of Yah speaks to them. It beckons even when they try to mask it with the layers of sin. The word of Yah cries out. For the blood of HaMashiach cries out. Hallelujah. It cries out. Even the word of Yah cries out. And they try to condemn that word. And the layers of sin, they try to shut the word out. But I'm here to tell you, the more the word cries out, the greater your condemnation is. And when he saw that Yahshua was condemned, and they condemned him. They did condemn him. And he was impaled. Did he die? He died. But he gave us assurance even in man's condemnation. There is a hope of resurrection. They can condemn you. They can condemn me. They can call me whatever they want to. Yet that condemnation doesn't separate me from the power of the truth of Almighty Yah. When Yahweh condemns a man, you will know because of the fruit of that one. When the fruit is not according to the teaching of Torah, then that one is not a son of Yah. He's an enemy of the message of Yahshua the Lamb. So we have these houses today. One house denies Yahweh, and the other house denies Yahshua. These are these corrupt men that they have crept in. And because this woman, she has been silly and she's so laden with sin, this Jezebel we call the church, she has been taken by the subtlety of their articulation that they have drawn them under this curse to their own destruction because they are condemned with them. Yah's not playing, brothers and sisters. There are children that are meant for wrath. He's going to pour His indignation upon them. I don't care what any parents say. If they don't bring their sons and their daughters out in the fear of Yah, they're damn liars. They don't love them. I don't care what they say. They can say what they want to. I don't care how they cry. They love their child. If the child goes astray, let it be. Hallelujah. But when a parent will not bring them up in the fear and nurture them in the power of Torah, there is no Ahava in them. Did Yah send His Ahava, His love, to the Olam? Was Yahshua love? Was He the power of Torah where He's the Word made flesh? Sure He was. I don't care what you say. You can speak those swelling words to yourself and feel nice, but it means nothing at all. It doesn't add up to Scripture. Does He love us? He does. You're sure of that? And He speaks truth to us. He tells you of your sins, doesn't He? He tells you of your corruption. Does He correct you? Sure He does. That is what the Ahava of Yah is. His word is sharp. It is a very powerful word. It cuts. He intends for it to cut. Hallelujah. And when the day that He cuts you loose, whereby the word of Yah doesn't even affect you, you know that you are separated from Him. You are condemned. You can find the TD snake jakes, the Benny henchman hens. It means nothing at all. They can pray the law of Shimeon, the unclean spirits over you. It means nothing at all. It's according to the word of Almighty Yahweh. And this is simple that even I can understand. Yahshua exhorts His disciples to press on. He exhorts us here in Yochanan, in John chapter 3. He speaks to Israel. He tells us this, the word of Yah. Yochanan 3:16, for Yahweh so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, the Ben Adam Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish. You all hear that? They shall not be destroyed. They shall not be put to an end. Death shall not seize upon them and overtake them. Now we say we believe in Yahshua, right? Well, if we believe in Him, then we will obey the words that He commanded us. If we love Him, then He commands us to do what He says. That's what He says. He said, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. This is how people have misconstrued this verse because they do not tie in the next verse with it. He says unto us, he that believes on Him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already. You say, I believe, my friend. If you believe what Yahshua said, you will do what He commanded you to do. He said, if you believe on Him, you are not condemned. This world doesn't believe on Yahshua. It doesn't believe in the power of Almighty Yah. They made it out of some kind of myth, some kind of mystical form of, quote, God worship, unquote. But it's not so. If a man does not believe in the mighty power of the works of Yah and Yahshua, he is condemned. And this world does not believe that today. One does not believe. If you believe, you will do what Yahshua commanded you to do. If you truly believe Yahweh, you will do what Yahshua commanded you to do. And if you don't do what He commanded you to do, you are condemned, not tomorrow, but already. You are condemned already. He did not have to condemn this wicked world. He was already condemned. That's why He sent HaMashiach to save it. Save Israel. Israel was in a dismal mess. Our lives have been dismal. We have been in a mess all of our lives. It's taken the truth to scourge us and to cleanse us up and to set our feet aright on the pathway of Siddiqah. So when you don't believe this word of Yah, when you don't believe His Mitzvah, His Torah, His statutes, His commands, you are condemned already. For Yahshua is the power of that truth. He caused it to be resurrected in us. It was dead under the decay of sin in our lives, wasn't it? But when Yahshua came alive and the power of that truth rose in you, that the power of His truth began to rise from your belly. You began to have strength and to stand for truth regardless who stood with you. Whether mother, son, daughter, daddy, husband, whether they rejected you, you still stood on truth. It made no difference. Shaul was walking a path that it seemed right to him. And it did seem right because it had all of the practices that one would perceive to be right. When Yahshua spoke unto him on that Damascus road, he knew that there had to be a transformation and Yah had to change him. And that is what the Torah of Yah does. When the life of that truth comes to us, it changes us. It makes us abiding citizens of the kingdom of Yahweh. We prepare ourselves to enter into the kingdom of Yah, to enter into His presence. That's what it does. We are not lawless. It doesn't prepare us to be lawless. Lawbreakers, prepare us to abide in the kingdom, to walk in the kingdom, to stay in the kingdom. So when one does not believe in the power of Yahshua, for He is the power of Yah sent unto us, he is condemned already. And you will know if you believe in Him because you will obey what He commands you. You will not give yourself over unto the lasciviousness of this world. You will not give yourself over unto the death of this world. There's nothing in this world that brings a life-changing thing in our lives but the Word of Almighty Yahweh. Nothing. I don't care how much of the riches of the world you get, it will not alter our lives at all. It will not enhance it. It will not make it better. Not one bit at all. I was listening yesterday morning to NPR, and there was a man in Brazil. He says, I have little, but I am very happy. He said the wealthy have much and they are very discontent and they don't even live. And that is the truth. They have no life in them at all. Yah never intended for us to be rich in the substance of this life. He intended for us to be rich in Emunah and His truth and the power of His HaMashiach. Because we have a kingdom that our minds are set upon. It is an everlasting and an eternal kingdom. This thing is temporal. We're going to die, brothers and sisters. We're going to die. Every last one of us. We're not the most healthiest people. We're sad. Our health is not the best. We have done such detriment to our bodies, our eating, and the way we have lived. Come on and say hallelujah. And Yah says, I bring about the restoration by the power of this day of bread. It has no leaven in it at all. Has nothing that corrupt your mind or corrupt your ruach. The Torah of Yah never corrupts one. It sets one's mind straight. Your actions are according to the discipline of the Torah of Yah. You reject that, you reject Him. You reject His truth, you reject Him. And when you reject Him, you are condemned already. He said they are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh. I believe in that name. You cannot reject that name and say you love Yah, you believe Almighty Yahweh, and you reject the name. You must believe in the name of the Son. For that name of the Son of Yahweh is the name whereby there is hope, tikvah, Yoshak for Israel. There is no other name whereby the power of salvation is granted unto Israel. Nor the name is not in David, that weed is not in Honeycutt Cliff. James is in the name of Yeshua. You reject that name, you reject the assurance of Almighty Yah. You can't reject that. You can't deny that name. He said, and this is the condemnation, the damnation of this world. That light is coming to the world, and men hate darkness. They love darkness. They love darkness. Everything they do is in under the secretive of darkness. Their sins. They're sneaky. I want to tell you all something, brothers and sisters. Anytime you do things with such curtain of secrecy, there's darkness in you. I don't give a damn who you are. Anytime everything is shrouded in secrecy, Yah has revealed His secrets unto us, hasn't He? Hallelujah! And every time you always operate in secretive, you don't want nobody to know you are. You're walking in darkness. Your mind is filthy and vile. You are vile, corrupt thing. You don't want the light to shine through to your wickedness. And this is a nation that does everything secretive. Your little whispering and your little secret actions. Hallelujah. He said, this is the condemnation. This is why they're damned. This is why they're damned. For the light has shone. For Yeshua, the power of this truth has been revealed. For the preaching of Yeshua has been sent unto Israel and the world. And they despise it because light has shined. Men love darkness rather than the light. And the reason they love darkness is because their deeds are evil. That's why you love the shroud of darkness, because your deeds are evil. You're wicked. Hallelujah. Yeshua, everything He did was open. He didn't hide one thing. The word of Yahweh is an open book. Even a fool can open this book and retain wisdom. Even a man that is blind can open this book and can see. This is a wicked generation that does everything shrouded in secretness. They don't want no one to know. Hallelujah. Yah sees everything that we do. Everything that you do, Yahweh sees it. And He's going to herald it from the mountaintop. This is a coward generation. It is an effeminate Jezebel generation. You find not the strength of the man. Of the strength of a man is his stance. His right hand, which is Yeshua. His power of assurance that he will stand. Trust in the word of Almighty Yah. So the enemy has set forth this Jezebel spirit. These women, they cry with their mouths and they speak with their mouths and they think they have strength in their mouths, but the strength is always in the head. Yah is the strength of Yeshua. Yeshua is the strength of man, and man is the strength of woman. That is the truth. Hallelujah. I don't give a damn what the Jezebels teach you. He said they are condemned. They're condemned already because they do not want the light. They do not want Yeshua to shine on them. The deeds are evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light. They hate Yeshua. You that defy the mitzvah of Yah, you hate Yeshua. Well, I love, quote, the Lord, unquote. I know you love your Lords because your Lord is your belly. Your greed and your covetousness, your wickedness, your lust. But when a man says he loves Yahweh, he loves the light of truth, and his deeds are evil, he is a liar. Because when a man loves truth, he repents of his evil deeds, and that person doesn't walk that way again. And that is the truth. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or they should be exposed. They will not even come to the light. Is this the truth or is it a lie? Is this hard to understand or is it easy? This is so easy that a wayfaring, a fool can understand this, can he not? Yah says this is their condemnation. Because they don't believe on the Son that I've sent, my living word, to reprove them and to show them, to expose their sins and the defiance of my Torah. But he that does truth, what is the truth? His Torah is the truth. The Torah of Yah. He that does truth comes to the light. Because the truth is in him when it's written by Yah. And when the light shines on that truth, he wants that truth to be amplified in the greater. So he runs to the light. He says, speak to me, Yah. speak to me. Speak to me, because his love is speaking to him what Yah has put there. So he that loves truth, he comes to the light. That one comes to the light. That his deeds may be made manifest. That everything that he is practicing may be made known. That he can begin to correct himself, say, this is not right. Yah does not intend for me to walk this way. I'm not walking in the light of Torah, of his truth. That they are done through and by the power of Almighty Yahweh. That is the only way that it is done, by the power of Yahweh through Yah. For Yahshua is the right hand of Almighty Yahweh. And that truth, it is a light that no light, not even the S-U-N, shines brighter than that. For there are things that the sun can shine on that you cannot see. But when the light of Yahshua shines in us, there's nothing that is not going to be uncovered. I don't care what you have forgotten, that light will expose the deeds. It will show you the deeds. It will reveal the deeds unto you. And then when Yah does that, your love is enlightened. The load is easier. The burden of the weight of that burden has been broken. And there's a crescendo of rejoicing unto Yah because of the fatness of your heart that he has made fat by the light of his truth. We cannot hate the light. When our deeds are evil, we will despise the instructions of Yahweh. We will not delight in the knowledge of Yahweh. And so when this light of truth shine, hallelujah, let it shine. As the song says, shine on me, Yah. Shine. Let the light of Hashemayim of the heavens shine on me. And Yahshua is that light. He is the light of the throne of Yahweh. Sure he is. For the light of Yah is his living word, brothers and sisters. This right here is just some false illusion that we see here. But the light of Yahshua, nothing hides. Nothing hides. We must love his truth. We must love the truth of Almighty Yahweh. If we love the truth of Yah, we will begin to see the power of his Hamashiach, Yahshua. And we know that power of Yahshua, if it's in us, it pleases Yahweh in everything. He did all things to please us above. And we are people, we are not pleasing unto him. I'm telling us, we better begin to govern ourselves according to his Torah, according to his dictates. What's our problem? I will show you our problem. Let me show you this. Jahu speaks unto Corinthia. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is the thing that we despise. This is causes our downfall right here. 1 Corinthians. And this is what the enemy has made us ignorant to. We hate this above all things. You hate this. And we'll read it. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. Now verse 32. Hallelujah. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 32. But when we are judged, we are disciplined or corrected of Yahweh. We hate his judgment, don't we? Yes, we do. When we are judged, we are corrected of Yahweh. For what reason? That you should not be condemned with the world. That you should not be condemned with the world. And you see how the enemy has before us, made us ignorant when it comes to judgment. Yahweh says, Shaul says, I want to tell you something. And he spoke strong unto the Israelite brothers of Corinthians. He reproved them mightily. He rebuked them for their triviality and all of that. He said, I want you to know something. When you are judged, you are corrected of Almighty Yah. Yah, correct me in your judgment. Not in your anger. He said, the reason Yah judge you and correct you, that you will not be condemned, damned with this world. And we are so foolish and full of sinfulness that any kind of judgment we despise. How do you know? Who told you? Who said that? We are wicked. We don't want spiritual men today to see through our little facade, as Evangelist Horn would say. We don't want that today. We want men that creep in to bring us to condemnation or Dane of all, that we can carry out our lasciviousness, our uncontrollable lust. Jehovah speaks to us the judgment of Yah and show us the purpose of judgment that had visible us in the counsel of Yahweh, that you're not condemned. That you're not condemned. That's the beauty of His judgment. That's the beauty of His mishpatim. When He judges us, that you're not condemned. And we are such a sottish, ignorant people, we cannot see the beauty of that. We become very offensive, don't we? We become very adamant in our damnable self-righteousness. So when God judges us, He simply disciplines you. But I say to a young man, hey, come on, watch your attitude. Come on, brother. Yahweh is showing you that your attitude is improper. It's not right. It's childlike. I say to a sister, take that off, sister. What's wrong with it? Take it off. Don't worry about what's wrong with it. Go change it. Hallelujah. You know something? Because if I say put on something short and tight, then most women will love that. You cover yourselves as unto Yah, presenting yourself unto Him. Hallelujah. And I will never stop. I don't care who doesn't stand with me. It makes no difference at all. Nothing is going to impede this place here. And if you think you will be the one, you are an ignorant fool. I don't care who you are. Nothing you do. Hallelujah. For the strength of this house is the Ruach of Yah. That's the strength of this house. I'm not worried about one thing, whether we have finance or not. Yeah. As that we said, he's been young, he's been old. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor has he thou begging bread. And yet the very same man, he looked at the wicked. And he was a man of great wealth, wasn't he? And he began to see the prosperity of the wicked, and he almost fell. That's why he tells them to keep our eyes upon him. Look unto the Hashemayams. That's what we look unto. For our help coming from Almighty Yah. And we understand the value of this profound thing that Yah calls His judgment. That He will correct us. When we are judged, brothers and sisters, we are disciplined of Almighty Yahweh. That is what it is. And the reason He disciplined us, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now, did He not love the world? Did I not read that? Yet He said He's going to condemn this world. So He says to Israel, I judge you. I put before you a man that will speak unto you my oracles. I will give you a man after my lap that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. You will understand the value of my judgment. For everything that I speak to you, everything that I speak unto you, it will judge you. It will cleanse you and chasten you. And I do this because I have greater hava for you, Yisrael. And the reason I'm doing this, that you may understand the value of what I'm trying to keep you from. That you will not be condemned, sentenced to death, that your mind cannot hear what I command. That your thoughts are far away from me, and when I speak unto you, you reject what I say. This world and this nation rejects Yahweh. You will not hear Him. So that's why He judges our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, our disposition, our attitude. He judges everything about us. Sure He does. Can I ask you a question? When you prepare yourself and you think you look very nice, do you not judge every aspect about you? You want to make sure your shoes are right, your hair, everything, don't you? You want to make sure everything is clean too. Make sure your nails are clean and all that, right? So is Yah. He wants to make sure that our garment is clean. It's pure. It has been dipped in the dam, the blood of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we are judged, He's simply disciplining us. He's disciplining His house. That you will not be condemned. And we hate that. We are so selfish and stupid. Don't judge me. Who are you to judge? Well, the word of Yah judge us. Hallelujah. When He said to Nabi unto Israel, They spoke the word of Yah to bring judgment. Sure it did. And when they spoke unto Israel to bring judgment, did it not bring repentance? Sure it did. And they will go back to that same wicked ways because they will forget. They will forget for hearers. And they were not doers of the word. That has not changed. This condemnation is just not in what we call a quote the New Testament, unquote. There is no new. It is just the power of His Word made alive. Look what it says in Deuteronomy. It's Moshe as Yah gives him instruction to deal with controversies between men in the midst. Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 1. Deuteronomy 25:1. It says, if there be a controversy between men, if there's an indifference between men, and if there's a controversy between brothers, I deal with it. Sisters as well. Look what he tells us. This is what he tells us to do. He says, and they come for mishpat. Is that not judgment? That's what they should come for, isn't it? So the word of Yah has not changed from Korith Yah unto Devarim. They come from mishpat. And the shoftim of the judge, that the judge may judge them. Now when the judge has judged them, then they shall be justified. Then they shall justify the Sadiq, the righteous one. The judge shall judge, shall justify the one that is right, and the one that is wrong condemn the wicked one. You condemn him. He said, that one is right, you're wrong, you're a liar, you're a thief. Your mind is far from here. He has not changed. Two sisters got a controversy. You come together, you got a spiritual, you judge the matter and say, you're a liar, sister. You're still a liar. We're afraid to say that. This damn the forgetful generation. It is one thing that people never forget. They never forget what they've done evil. I mean, they always forget what they've done evil. I don't care how you bring it up. Huh? Well, okay, if you said they want to figure they're so right and they're wrong. See, as though, well, I'm suffering. If you know, Pastor Robert said, but that's all right. I suffered, honey. Oh, I know I've done right. You liar. Can I ask you a question? Did the shoftim, did the judge make an assessment? Did he judge? Did he judge righteously? He had to. Because he said, the one that is Sadiq, you honor that one. The one that is wicked, lawless, condemn that one. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, it tells us, cast the one out, even the nation shall call him cursed, and that one shall be cursed. It's not a small thing. This lawless generation. Yah's going to condemn it. He's going to bring it down to the gate of hell. It's going to be weeping and gnashing and crying of teeth. They're going to gnash with their teeth like they did Stephen. They're going to gnash on Yah. They're going to gnash on His HaMashiach. Sure they will. We need His mishpat. We need that. It corrects us. That we are not condemned. You that are without judgment, you are a fool. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's wrong. You that are pure, all things are pure. You that are unbelieving and defiled, there is nothing right. Nothing that one instructs you in or judge you in is right. That's the way you think. Hallelujah. That's all right. It's still the truth. Nothing changed. Nothing at all. Kephar warns us here in 2 Kephar, 2 Peter. He warns us against these false teachers and preachers. And he shows us what their punishment shall be and gives us an example here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. He tells us, but there shall be pseudo false prophets, they're not Nabi of Yah, also among the people. Now listen to this. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. Do you understand that? Doctrines that will damn you, that will destroy the power of Yahshua, that will cause you to neglect the truth of Yahshua the light. They will bring a damnable heresy, condemnation. The teachers will condemn you. The teachings will separate your mind from Yahweh, bringing in damnable heresies, even denying the master that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now that is what it brings upon a people who denies the power of Yahshua, who's given unto the world and loved the pleasures of the world. The pleasures of the world, they have deceived many. Hallelujah. There's one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me in the initial stages. He said to me, Brother Roberts, you know how the people love to sin? And of course, I was an ignorant young man. I did not try to answer him. I said to him, tell me, Evangelist. He said, because sin has a superficial pleasure. For Moses chose rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for just a moment. And that's what it seems like. It's pleasurable. It feels nice. The laughter seems so mine, appealing, doesn't it? But it's a laughter of death. It's not a laughter of rejoicing. The rejoicing is deceitful. There's no life in their laughter at all, brothers and sisters. This nation, this world, there's no laughter in it. I'm telling you. And that is the truth. It's amazing. Just this week, the people that I've heard from or talked to, pastor there in Panama City, Panama, wrote unto us, and his wife, I talked with his wife, and she said to me, when I called her, because they wanted me to call them, immediately she said, I know who this is. And she said, Pastor Roberts, we would love for you to preach live sometimes on Friday night. We have an audience to the entire world. We would love for you to preach to them. A rabbi out there in San Bernardino, California, contacted me yesterday. There was a brother that called me this morning from Liberia, saying, Pastor Roberts, can you come here to Liberia? Well, I'm not going to Liberia because Yah's not sending me to Liberia. And those that I'm hearing from, I know it's Almighty Yahweh. For there is a dearth in the earth. Truth is not spoken. There is a falseness, and these false prophets, and these lying teachers, they bring a damnable heresy unto the people, for they're swift, and the people are destroyed without remedy. Where are the mighty men today that will stand against the wiles of hell? Will not capitulate. We'll reprove sin. I don't care if it's your daddy, your granddaddy, your mama, your daughter, son. Makes no difference at all. Expose the secretive of the workings of darkness in our people today. No one wants to do that. Because they're afraid of what? Man? Man. He's a filthy thing without Yahshua. He said they shall bring in damnable heresy unto themselves, bring in swift destructions. And many shall follow their pernicious, their wicked ways by reason, listen now, by way of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. They speak evil of the truth today. They speak evil of his mitzvah. They tell you it doesn't take all that. You don't have to, that's bondage, that's the law. Sure, it's the Torah. And yet the same people will drive the highways and they're afraid of the law when they are lawbreakers, are they not? The Torah of Yah has not changed. They will speak evil of the Torah. They will deny the Torah. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't give a damn if I fall today and go the way of a dog like Cain. The word of Yah is still truth. I don't care about these wicked dogs, these perverts. They're giving themselves over to hell, men like Stan, these dogs. That doesn't alter the word of Yahweh. Yehuda did not alter the power of Yahshua. And you use that for a damn excuse to say, well, he did it, so he was doing that. That it really has no meaning. The lie from hell. The word of Yah still has power. It is still truth. If I go to hell today, that doesn't alter Yah. That doesn't alter his word. If I turn away today, you strive and press to please him. Don't let that alter your desire to please him. It ought to be a warning of fear unto you. Man preach like this, and then he go the way of Cain. The sad thing for me to preach like this, and I become a castaway. I don't care what others say, or what has done. That doesn't alter the power of the truth of Yah. His judgment is still the same. His truth is never altered. The light still shines bright. His Torah can never be altered at all. It makes no difference at all. So many shall follow their wicked ways, by reason of whom the word of the truth shall be even spoken. And look, this is how they draw them, and through covetousness, greed, lust, shall they would feign or fabricate lies, words, make merchandise of you, whose mishpatim, who mishpat, is for a long time and leaketh not, and their damnation, their condemnation slumbereth not. Yah says, I'm going to condemn those dogs. He said that their condemnation, their damnation, it lingers not. You may think it lingers. He said, but it doesn't. It doesn't linger. Not one bit at all. And they're going to be condemned. For if Yahweh, now this is the power of his condemnation. If he spared not the Melechim, that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness reserved for, look at this now, judgment. Mishpat. For judgment. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of Sadiqah. He was a righteous man. I don't care what these liars say. If you read the book of Yahusha, you will see a man that feared Yah. He was a man that Ahava, he loved Yahweh. He was a preacher of Sadiqah, bringing in the flood upon the world of who? The wicked. He's going to condemn the wicked, the lawless. Those that are Torah-less, they do not abide in the power of Torah. He's going to bring the world upon, and this is a wicked nation. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Doing what? Condemning. He condemned them with an overthrow. Did he not do that? He condemned them. Did anyone come out alive except Lot and his daughters? He condemned them. And when Yah says he's going to condemn, he's condemning. He condemned them, making them an example to those that after should live wickedly. Now they're your example. You're going to be taken by your lust. We get the Torah of Yah, deny Yahshua, and say Yahweh's power is not relevant in this hour. He turned them over to hell because they were lawless. They had no Torah of discipline. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy behavior of their lawlessness. For that Sadiq, a man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his Sadiq soul daily from day with their unlawful anti-Torah deeds. That's what he did. He vexed himself. For they were anti-Torah. You cannot fellowship with those that are anti-Yah. They despise Yahweh. If that doesn't vex you, something is wrong with you. Because your conversation is sensual, earthly, and it is wicked. If they're talking about earthly things and you love earthly things because you're earthly, you have not the Ruah of Yahshua in you. For the things of the flesh, as Elder Wyman brought unto us, only the spirit of man revealed the things of man, or the things of the flesh. And the Ruah of Yah will speak of the things of the Ruah. And when you have the power of that life of Yahshua in you, you want to talk about those kinds of things. I know I do. I love talking spiritual things. That's my conversation. Oh, it may veer off on this for a moment, but believe me, it's always corralled back on the path. For those things that lead lead our minds astray from Torah. Yahweh knows how to deliver the Sadiqah, those that guard his Torah, his truth, out of temptation. And to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. They are condemned. He knows how to reserve the just, the unjust. Do you understand what he said? He reserves. He reserves. They already reserve. The unjust, the wicked, the lawless. Until the day of damnation. And Yah is not playing around with this wicked generation. This one that has rejected him and one that despised him. I want to close in Yochanan, John 5:28. It says here, and this is our assurance. It says here in Yochanan 5:28. Yah says to us, marvel not at this, Yahshua, the living word, for the hour is come in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. That's all right. I love that. Yochanan 5:28, verse 29. And they shall come forth. And they listen as I started this message off. The Tav has favor with Yah. They that have done Tav to the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Now that's the word of Yah. A people whose mind will never safeguard the truths of Yahweh. I don't care who it is, you must safeguard the truth of Yah. You must guard that with all integrity. Let no man despise your joyfulness, your youthfulness in Yeshua. For this is a generation that is ordained for condemnation and damnation because it has rejected the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yah. Do not reject His judgment. For in that judgment, He disciplines you. He corrects you. That you will not be condemned with the world. You ought to barak and toda Yah for that. And you better quit despising. You better quit despising Yah when He judges you. You better quit despising one when they speak a word of judgment unto you. You better begin to adhere to that. Don't be a fool and reject it. It is to your own condemnation. May Yah barak you tonight. May He bless you all you that are listening. Mother Life Stream, may He strengthen you all. May He cause your heart to delight tonight. Hallelujah. May He give you great strength in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless you all tonight, my brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. Beautiful brother down there, he and his wife in Panama City, Panama. Quite a diversity of people that we're hearing from that I don't know how they're finding out some on the web. Just different channels. It amazes me that people will go to our website and download messages and give them out to people for them to hear. So I bless Yahweh for that. The pastor there in Panama City, they have. We need to look into that. They have a ministry whereby it's done over the telephone line, but they have people all over the world that join and listen. And we would love to have you on one Friday night. You come on and speak to the people alive all around the world. There are brothers and sisters that are truly hurting, that really want to hear the truth. Just a small remnant. But there are those that really delight in truth. They do. Hallelujah. Brother invited us to come. He wanted me to come. But, that's not my thing, traveling and going here and there. That's not what Yah called me to do. All right? I will do the work of an evangelist every now and then, but that's just not it. I just don't have no desire to do that. Hallelujah. And so there's no desire to do that. I know it's Yah. Because if He put something there, Yah, we put it there. Then He, if we delight ourselves in Him, we not give us the desires of our life. All right then. So I delight in Yah. I really do. Hallelujah. May not do it like you, but I do delight in Him. So that's not my desire to do that. Hallelujah. He may raise up one of the brothers here that they may do that. Have the strength to do it. But you must... They must be disciplined, young men. Hallelujah. You can't be soft and effeminate like brothers. You've got to be able to stand judgment. And judgment is a beautiful thing. It corrects. It makes us strong. It builds character. It does. That's why there's very little character today. No judgment. Judgment always builds character. It makes one strong. It fortifies and refortifies one. When we're judged, our heads are hung. We become despondent. We become unnerved. We get upset. You know why you do that? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Because you think very highly of yourself. Hypocrite. Don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Don't take a word back. Because you think very highly of yourself. And when you're abased, then you're like, that ain't me. It is you. Hypocrite. You're worse than that. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all tonight. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. Be strong in the Emunah of Yah. Hallelujah. In all things we do barak you this day, Yah. Bless you for your mercies, your kindness. Teach us all your way. Give us strength in all your people in Yahshua's mighty name. We pray for the house of Israel. Bless them. Touch them all. Give them strength. Give us all rest and comfort tonight as we journey home. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. May Yah. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.